This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
Of course, this is Enterprise. We will be talking more about our SMEs again this morning. We've got a couple of guests on the phone lines with us previously that we're going to be talking to. We've also got our Powering Through the Pandemic segment a little bit later on in the show. First of all, though, we're going to be talking to Victor Chin. He's the CEO of Jobby Nut Butter. So Jobby Peanut Butter has become somewhat of a local favorite over the last few years with their crunchy and their creamy lineup. The famous peanut butter recipe was created by Joseph and Debbie, while the company is led by Victor Chin, who'll be joining us on the line in just a little bit. However, like all other startups, Jobby is on the verge of serious financial issues, and we're very open about it via a post on Facebook in which they explained their situation and the need to take pre-orders for after the MCO period.
Yeah, so we got in touch with Victor Chin, who is the CEO of Jobby Nut Butter, to expand on their situation, as well as weigh in on the MCO and the supply chain, as well as the stimulus package that's supposed to help SMEs survive this pandemic. We asked Victor, like, what is your initial reaction when you heard of the MCO announcement? Like, were you prepared for something like this based on what was happening in other countries?
Initially, we were quite okay with the announcement, as we had made preparations to stock up for about 2 months in advance. We also had some cash reserves laying around. Now, in fact, we could even fulfill the sudden surge of demand that came in the first 1 to 2 weeks. So technically, we were prepared for it. However, as the situation worsened with the MCO extension, we were caught off guard when our suppliers, some of which were not deemed as essential services initially, couldn't operate. So that disrupted our supply chain.
So what's your situation at the moment over at Jobby? How has the MCO impacted business?
In terms of how the pandemic has actually affected our business, I think there are two sides to your coin, right? On the positive side, we're in a much better situation than most companies. We are allowed to operate as we are deemed essential services under food supplies and e-commerce category, something that most businesses can't even operate, right? And even if they could operate, example for F&B industries, you see much, much lower foot traffic because people just can't get out of the house, right? And as more customers shop online, we also see a rise in demand because we have our e-commerce, which we do primarily online sales. Now, on the negative side of things to the business, one that we experience is heavy disruptions in the supply chain and the production cycle, where we basically have no product to sell, even if there were orders and demand. We could not fulfill those orders. Why? Because there's this disruption, right, in the ability to source things like caps, jars, and labels. Even if we were allowed to operate, our supplies can't operate because they are not deemed as essential services.
So, as we said before, you were very open about Jobby's situation on Facebook, and you've been taking pre-orders for after the MCO period as a way to stay afloat. So, what has the response been like so far?
So, just to be clear, there are certainly many other ways which we could stay afloat. For example, getting loans announced by the government, which we have explored. So, the original intention was actually to explain to the customers why we were doing so. And to be clear, we're not using those pre-orders as working capital because we made a team decision that we would actually set it aside and refund all the orders in full if we did not fulfill our promise. It was merely a communication and assurance from our side to our customers in the hopes that they would be more patient with waiting longer to receive the product. Now, frankly, in terms of the response to the campaign, we were just really overwhelmed with the support that came from existing customers, you know, people who have heard about our brand but have not purchased any before, partners, families, all of them actually supported through not only placing orders, some of them actually reached out and offered assistance in any way they could, you know, whether it was digital marketing skills, providing us a warehouse free of rentals for a couple of months, right, to tide us through. I would say that we've been really overwhelmed humble, and I feel really, really grateful. And I believe that I speak for the team as well, for the entire Joby team, when I say that we are very, very humble and grateful for all the support that we've been getting so far.
Of course, Victor, the MCO has been extended again. For how long do you think you can sustain this business model?
Now, the pre-order model buys us some time, but it's not a business model when your supply chain is not functioning. So this is not sustainable unless we get our supply chain up and running to fulfill the product. Because even if our manufacturers can operate, they get their permit to continue manufacturing, they will still need to prioritize orders and fulfill their backlog, right? And if you don't have a certain volume, they may deprioritize you, or they may just choose not to work with you for now, right? Because it's not worth the effort. Now, however, having said that, with the support and awareness that we've garnered from our customers, right, and those who have placed pre-orders with us, this allows us to be in a better position to convince those suppliers to start working with us, one, right? And the second thing, I think, which is more important, it highlights the awareness, you know, by calling out the actual reality of what SMEs like us are facing, you know, in on the ground today. Hopefully, where we have more coverage, the authorities and the right parties will actually hear us out and render the right assistance.
What are your plans to boost business and compensate for lost time once the MCO is lifted? Do you see business going back to normal?
I think there are two main things which we will focus on. One is to ensure that we fulfill all of the orders, especially for those new customers which have placed their trust in supporting us during this time, that we have acquired during this period. So a lot of them have actually come out in strength to support us, right? And I think 80% of them are actually new customers who haven't tried our product before. So we must deliver on our promises and give them the best experience that they can with our product and the brand. Now, secondly, I think once this thing is over, it's my personal opinion that we would double down on our production to ensure that we have more supply reserves, right, to anticipate not only for the surge in demand, but if there's any sort of disruption again, we'll be much, much more prepared for it. Now, of course, we're predicting after the MCO there will be a huge change in this consumer behavior. And as more people are gaining a wider acceptance, right, on ordering things online, more people will have been exposed to our brand. So we do see great hope in that resurgence of demand, right? And for us, I think it's definitely not going to be business as usual after the MCO. But in our case, I think we are projecting that this all this change in business behavior, consumer behavior trends, this would be a good thing for us long term because we're well positioned for e-commerce. We just need to ensure that the supply chain is as smooth as possible without any disruptions.
Finally, Victor, the government has provided incentives for businesses via a stimulus package. Does that help you in any way? And what more can the government do to help companies like Joby?
Now, the stimulus package is indeed helpful, especially for individuals, I would mention. However, for businesses, I think it's a little bit mixed bag of reaction, and I would just comment from Joby's perspective, right? So it sounds very good on paper, right? Especially when we have very, very low interest rates for the loans. The loan amounts have quite a significant limit itself. Now, this is something that we are very keen to take up initially. However, whether we qualify for it and whether we get it, that's a very different thing. Now, just to cite a few examples, right? There are banks where they implement those rules differently. The justification in revenue drop. I think especially this part is a little bit tricky because, as responsible business owners, we look to planning forward, right? So how does it work out when we know we need the capital, say, 2 or 3 months from now, if the extension of the MCO is further prolonged? But we're not experiencing any drop at this point in time. So if you need to justify it through a revenue drop, I think that business would already be in a very, very dire situation, which is, again, a chicken and egg situation. If they are in a dire situation, would the bank still want to loan to them? Now, then if you go and loan those to a more healthy company where they're planning forward, then the banks think that they are not justified for getting access to these loans. So there needs to be some sort of a mandatory implementation, right, endorsed by the government. Make it easily accessible to the SME, since a portion of that loan, by my knowledge, is actually guaranteed by the government. So, you know, the risk to the bank is somewhat reduced here. Make it less stringent, right? Make those requirements less stringent, where the majority of the loans, right, can be dispersed rather than, you know, going to a few select companies and taking a really long time to process those. I think time is crucial here, and the implementation of it is very, very important. If the government can give more clear guidelines or mandate it as per what they have done with the moratorium on the loans, that seems to be a very good approach. So I think, you know, the government might tweak it along the way. It's my hopes that they do it fast enough so that more SMEs can have access to this stimulus package that has been announced by them.
Yeah, so that was Victor Chin, CEO of Jobi Nut Butter, weighing in on some of the issues that are impacting local businesses at the moment.
Jobi's backstory, it's pretty inspirational, actually. A small team of people who learned how to make peanut butter from scratch and then leveraged on e-commerce to sell their products to customers. You can check out their episode of Breaking Bread on the BFM app to learn more about the company and how they got started. Mm-hmm. It's really good peanut butter as well.
It's good peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite peanut butters.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, folks. We'll be back with Khalid Alvi, the CEO of Etika, in just a few minutes. You're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.